Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, and we're on chapter 4, Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless the service, to anoint. Father, anoint this service. Prepare our hearts to receive it. This service, Lord, you knew of before the foundation of the world. You know the hearts that will open, the minds that will open, the souls, the spirits that will open up to it, to receive it and use it for the furtherance of the gospel in their own lives and for the lives of others. Lord, bless it. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Okay, go ahead. There's a short commentary here before the reading of verse 1, and also at the end of the chapter.
The combination of a positive attitude and energetic effort is part of the mystery of our cooperation with God.
We have to have a combination of, what did I say?
A positive attitude and energetic effort.
And an energetic effort, okay? We have to do something. We have to have the right attitude and then do something with it. In other words, we have to have the mind of Christ and use it actively in action. Then what?
Paul wrote, quote, "Be even more careful to put into action God's saving work in your lives."
His saving work. He called us to be saved so that he could, in us, save others. There's no other reason why you're born. If we're not letting God live in us and do his work in us and through us, then all you are is a grown-up fetus, a sperm and egg that he eventuated into a grown-up fetus that's worthless. Okay, go ahead.
Obeying God with deep fear and trembling. For God is working in you, giving you the desire to obey him and the power to do what pleases him. Philippians 2:12-13.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
See, he wants to do. He wants to be active in you. And if you are not letting him be active, then you're nothing. Now, he wants us to have this type of attitude, is to be active and to have the mind of Christ and use it actively. And then what else?
We will need to practice these steps the rest of our life. We need to keep moving ahead in the Spirit. We look forward to our rewards with the hope of being one with God through Christ.
For eternity. We are one with God in Christ right now. But we want to be that way permanently. Amen?
Amen.
And what?
God's Word constantly encourages us and strengthens us through the Spirit in His Word. Chapter 4, Philippians.
Verse 1.
Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved.
In other words, stand to the end. Then what?
I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand.
Okay, now read the commentary.
Dear brothers and sisters, I have you, and I long to see you, for you are my joy and the reward of my work. So please stay true to the Lord, my dear friends. Why, if we are not able to fall away from the Lord, does Paul beseech the Philippians to, quote, stay true to the Lord?
Right. If there wasn't a possibility of falling away, then why does he say stay true to the Lord or stand fast? Well, what will happen if we don't stay true to the Lord or stand fast? You'll fall away and go to hell. You'll be an antichrist. That's why he's saying that. Okay? If there was once saved, always saved, there'd be no need to say stand fast. Amen?
Amen.
Or be true to the Lord. The spirit of antichrist is so strong. Today, there's millions and billions of demons in the air. And they're hitting on people all the time. And if you're not strong in the mind of Christ and positively believing everything he says and putting it into action, the demons will, if they have not already overtaken you, they will. And if you feel that they have, you better fight your way out. And there is victory in Jesus and only in him. All right?
Amen.
Okay, keep going.
Paul's final thoughts. And now I want to plead with those two women, Euodia and Syntyche. Please, because you belong to the Lord, settle your disagreement. And I ask you, my true teammate, to help these women, for they worked hard with me in telling others the good news. And they worked with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are written in the Book of Life. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice.
Right, because people, you know, if you're truly saved and if you truly believe the Bible, then you should rejoice in the Lord if you're in the Lord, because most of the world is not in the Lord. Most of the people are on their way to hell, and they are so possessed by Satan that there's no way out for them. Okay, then what?
Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, let me say one more thing as I close this letter. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned from me and heard from me and saw me doing, and the God of peace will be with you.
Okay, now King James.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want.
Okay, read up to that point in the commentary, and then immediately stop and go back to the King James.
Paul thankful for their gifts. How grateful I am, and how I praise the Lord that you are concerned about me. Again, I know you have always been concerned for me, but for a while you didn't have the chance to help me. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to get along happily, whether I have much or little. And King James, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound.
Okay, I read from mine.
I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything with the help of Christ who gives me the strength I need.
Okay, then is that King James? Okay.
I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now the Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from
Now you Philippians know also. Now you Philippians know also. Okay, then what?
That in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only.
Okay, read up to that point in my commentary.
But even so, you have done well to share with me in my present difficulty.
As he's in Rome, in a Roman prison. Okay, then what? That's his present difficulties. But you don't hear him whining about it, do you?
No.
He doesn't whine, nor does any Christian whine or complain or murmur. Amen?
Amen.
They learn how to get along one wherever you're at, right?
Amen.
Whining is of the flesh, you know, people. Okay, then what?
As you know, you Philippians were the only ones who gave me financial help when I brought you the good news and then traveled on from Macedonia. No other church did this. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent help more than once. I don't say this because I want a gift from you. What I want is for you to receive a well-earned reward because of your kindness.
Okay, now isn't it time to go back in the King James?
For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God.
Okay, read up to there.
At the moment I have all that I need, more than I need. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent me with Epaphroditus. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable to God and pleases Him.
It pleases God that you support a man such as Paul. You know? Paul was a real Christian. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
And this same God that takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches which have been given to us in Christ Jesus.
Okay. This is King James now.
Yes, King James. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yes, because you've sown unto me, God's going to supply all your needs now. You can't outgive God. You give to somebody that's getting the gospel out, and God's going to send it in 100-fold to you. That's just His promise, all right?
Amen.
You never hear me preaching that much, but that's part of the Bible, because I never wanted to be put in the same category as these people that just ask for money all the time, and we never ask money from unsaved people. It's not a testimony, but if you're in trouble, you need financial help. The best thing for you to do is get behind some work like Paul had. Amen?
Amen.
That's the best thing you can do, because God will supply all your needs. Amen?
Amen.
Then what? And Paul is speaking from the Holy Spirit. Okay, then what?
Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Okay, now finish off with this commentary that I've written here.
Now glory be to God, our Father, forever and ever. Amen. Paul's final greetings. Give my greetings to all the Christians. The brothers who are with me here send you their greetings. And all the other Christians send their greetings too, especially those who work in Caesar's Palace. May the grace...
We're not talking about the Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, right?
Right.
All right, then what?
May the grace, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. True happiness can be found in every situation...
Okay, now this is just a commentary here. You have to separate. Okay, then what?
True happiness can be found in every situation of life when we recognize that God is at work and always in control. Because Christ is with us and his reward is certain, we can be calm in pain and difficulty.
We can be calm while we're in pain and when we're in difficulty, okay? Some people have a lot of pain. And they need to know this. If you're in the Spirit of the Lord, he's the Comforter. If you're in him, he's with us in all of our pain and difficulty. Amen? Okay, there's other pain besides physical pain. There's pain when somebody dies, a loved one. There's all sorts of pain. Or when, but the Lord is able to, as he did Paul, make us able to go through whatever we're going through and be praising the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We can be full or hungry. We have to learn how to deal with all the circumstances in life in order to be able to make it through. Because as certain as we're living, there's going to be different difficulties and different pains, and we have to learn to cope with them all. As Paul did. He said, I've learned to be abound and to not have anything. Amen?
Amen.
And all the other things he said. I think I repeat it here. Okay, go ahead.
Peace and joy come when we focus on those things that provide lasting value to our life.
Right. And the Lord is the only one that gives us lasting value to our life. Amen?
Amen.
His word. Then what? Those are all the promises, and they're true. Then what?
The more we surrender our lives to God in Christ in prayer, we learn he will, through prayer and study of his word, the better prepared for our good, do the whole will of God.
He will make it to where we're better prepared to do the whole will of God, okay? Okay, then what?
Some of us have never accepted the hurtful circumstances of our lives. We may be living in denial to avoid the pain.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
We continue to struggle against the painful realities, to rebel against who we are or what has happened to us. Others of us have accepted the bad, even to the point of feeling that it's normal and comfortable.
Right. I mean, some of us have been beaten in so many different ways, and Satan tried to destroy us before we were ever saved. We've been beaten, possibly. Some have been thrown in prison for false reasons. You may have been spanked or beaten or persecuted falsely, or thrown in prison on false charges and all these different things. And it may be so painful to you that you try to not analyze it and know that, and thank God that you had the power to go through it. And instead you try to shun it or forget about it. Go ahead, read.
Others of us have accepted the bad, even to the point of feeling that it's normal or comfortable.
It's not normal or comfortable. It's the devil. Amen?
Amen.
So don't get so used to thinking that it's normal and comfortable to be to live with these circumstances. Because if we're walking by the Holy Spirit and talking to the Lord, he's able, a lot of times we walk into these painful circumstances and do things that cause us to be rebuked and reproved, or will cause you to go to prison for something that you did do, or you may have answered somebody the wrong way. That's why it's important for you to be walking in the Spirit, so you know how to answer every man, every woman, every child, and how you, so that you'll know when to go outside the house and to stay inside, and when to drive down the road and when to not drive down the road, when to go shopping and when not to, or if somebody's sick, to know whether you should just pray for them or be like the Good Samaritan and send them to the hospital. Okay? Circumstances like this happen all day long. It's not just for our own welfare, but if you're a pastor, it's for the welfare of others. You have to know what you must do in the lives of other people for their welfare. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Others of us have accepted the bad, even to the point of feeling that it's normal and comfortable. Therefore, we repeat the destructive cycle of behavior.
Yeah, if you just figure answering any way I want or doing anything I want is correct, and you keep not getting blessed by the Lord, and you just feel, well, it's just natural, normal, and comfortable to be cursed, well, then you will never do anything so far as to strive against the evil or to stay in the spirit of the Lord so that you're not cursed, so that you can be blessed by the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Don't get to feeling that just doing whatever you normally feel like doing is correct. Walk in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Again, the Apostle Paul wrote, quote, I have learned how to get along happily.
He learned how to do it. He learned. The Lord taught him how to be comfortable. Then what?
How to get along happily, whether I have much or little.
Yeah. He learned how to be full and to be empty. Right? Have a full stomach and an empty one. I'd much rather have a full stomach, but you have to learn how to have an empty one too. Amen?
Amen.
You learn those things. Okay, keep going.
I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little.
Yeah, the most dangerous is when you have a lot. That's the most dangerous, because you get too comfortable, you kick back, and you fail to walk in the Spirit, to seek the Lord for your daily itinerary. Now, you don't know what itinerary is. That's where you should go and what you should do every day. Amen?
Amen.
If you're a singer or an actor, you have an itinerary. Next week you're in Cleveland at the Alpine Village, or you have a concert over in Chicago, or you have another concert the next week, and so that's an itinerary where you're going, all right? So we have to know what our itinerary is from the Lord. We just can't make up what we're going to do. Amen?
Amen.
Or what we're going to say. We have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit guidance, because the Lord, before he was crucified, stated that he would come back as the Comforter and teach us all things. I mean, all things. Oh Lord, this is not all the things that he would live in us and teach us. Is not everything that we need to know in the Bible? No. He says he has to live in us and show us on a day-to-day basis our itinerary, where we're going, what we're going to do today. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes he might tell you, stay in bed. Amen?
Amen.
And sometimes he might tell you when you're staying, but get up. Amen? And
Amen.
Go. Go out witnessing. Go to this town to witness. Stay out of this town. A lot of times, I've just told the brothers, you have to go to Little Rock or someplace, and they'll say, well, can't we go to just Little... Well, the itinerary that the Lord told me is that you should go to Little Rock, okay? Now, that's where the Lord wants you. That's where the Holy Spirit wants you to go. You go someplace else and you're liable to get killed or put in prison or something. Do what the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
Because I seek the Lord on things like that. And it always dumbfounds me when people don't believe that I'm talking to the Lord and that he's talking to me. After all we've been through together. All right, what else? Then go ahead.
When Paul wrote this, he was in a Roman prison waiting to hear if he would be executed.
Or not. He didn't know. He could have sought the Lord on it, but he didn't even care that much about whether he was going to be executed or not, any more than Peter did when he fell sound asleep when he already had execution pronounced to him. He knew in the morning he was going to be executed. And he was so deep in sleep that the angel had to slap him to get him up. He could care less whether he gets executed. Amen?
Amen.
He knows, ah, tomorrow I'll be with the Lord. I'm going to get a good night's sleep tonight. I will. All right? What else?
And yet we hear no whining or complaining.
Yeah, he's in a prison. He doesn't complain, right?
Right.
Then what?
Instead, he learned to accept the circumstances he could not change.
He couldn't change it. The Lord arranged that for him. As a testimony to us that we shouldn't whine or complain if we go through the same thing. Paul went through it, and who are we not to? Jesus went through it, Paul says to himself. Who am I not to? Amen?
Amen.
He's sitting in the heights of heaven. And I want to be there with him. I am there with him now, and I want to stay there. All right? So I'm not going to sweat it. Don't sweat the small stuff like getting executed. That's really nothing. If you ever saw heaven or you saw the Lord there, you would hate to stay here. I pray that God will show you a vision of him so that you'll know what I'm talking about. Okay, then what?
The process of recovery of lukewarmness is a time of learning to find serenity while also accepting the trials for Christ as they come.
Yeah, he was serene in prison like Peter. When you're serene, you sleep peaceably. Now, don't you? Amen?
Amen.
If you knew that you were going to be executed in the morning, would you be sweating it? Shaking their heads now. You may be put to the test. I pray that you won't sweat it. If you just say, Lord, if this is your will that I'm executed in the morning, fine. But if not, deliver me tonight. In the meantime, give me a good night's sleep. I don't want to sweat it all night. Okay? Then what?
If we're in the will of God, we will be able to hear from him when to do something and when not. God will lead us by his Holy Spirit, so we are able to dodge the snares of Satan.
Amen. A snare is like, I'm going to go outside, I'm going down to the corner. The Lord says, don't. You say, you don't ask him why. But all of a sudden you stay in, and then you look out the window and a meteorite comes down right where you're going on the corner. Then you'd know why. Amen?
Amen.
Don't argue with the Lord. Be pliable. Sometimes I wanted to do something really bad. I planned to go someplace, and the Lord says, don't go. Or stay an extra half hour. So I stay an extra half hour, and we're going down the freeway, and here's this big automobile accident that happened about a half hour ago. You don't argue with the Lord. Just go with the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Is that it?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. This is the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, which finishes the book. And I might be reading from Colossians tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Whatever the Lord's will is. Lord bless. Till then.